I just off of bed.
I think you should sleep myself.
Father, shouldn't you get enough into a horseshoe this trip?
Oh, they get to playing just one last game over there. And by the time they're through, they play 10 last games.
You're getting
off. Let me finish this chapter, and then we'll hit the hay. Electric light bulb in the bathroom just like that.
All right, Uncle Fletcher. We've got plenty more. I'll put a new one in the socket when I come out.
What? That's what I tell you.
Uh-huh. Going to bed now?
I'm going to bed now.
All right.
I'm going to bed now, baby.
Yes. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good
night, Uncle Fletcher.
You never heard me.
No.
Hey, listen to this. While all this was going on, the leader of the band of counterfeiting voice teachers surreptitiously removed his automatic pistol from his holster. Suddenly, he leveled it at Sir Lieutenant Stanley and, with a triumphant smirk, howled in a voice of thunder, "Now we'll see who has the upper hand." The handsome young officer loosened his clutch on the pale wrist of Lady Margaret and pulled the red who had just outwitted him.
Oh, no, please. More, Willie.
I'm just getting to the exciting part.
Why isn't my family in bed at this advanced hour?
Mr. Fletcher is.
Oh?
He tired just 3 minutes ago.
They treat it clean, but then December. How do you feel it?
Okay.
How fabulous. You
played yourself enough into a horseshoe. Getting on for 11 o'clock.
Charlie Ray's is coming. I can eat up the Captain System on just one more game.
See, Mom, what I tell you.
Well, here's the lady that's going to bed.
Having
difficulty with your shoestring, did you say, Uncle Fletcher?
I can't get my half-width shoes off by doing.
Well, that means that maybe I...
They're rawhide shoestrings, lady. You'll notice one.
Oh?
Rawhide shoestrings, and brand new. Only just bought them here yesterday. 15 cents spare. Wanted to last a lifetime.
Very nice.
Travel a long ways before you'll find a more reliable pair of shoestrings than what these shoestrings are.
Uh-huh.
Except for one side, lady, so Rush can see these shoestrings.
All right.
Rush?
My class shoestrings.
Vic?
What's the wearing all high shoestrings like you?
A fellow with shoestrings like these and his shoes don't have to do any worrying about shoestrings. Like I was telling Gumpox the garbage man this afternoon. Gumpox, I said, as far as the shoestring problem is concerned, just leave me alone. I'm fixed.
Is this a shoe you can't get untied, Uncle Fletcher?
Can't get either one of them untied.
Oh?
They're both of them knotted up solid as a rock.
Molly Clark had an experience.
You're a good boy.
Thanks.
Anybody say anything to the contrary, you just defer to me.
Okay.
I'll tell you what happened with me and my shoestrings, Vic.
All right.
Yeah, you tell us what happened, and then let's get the shoes out for you, because it's late and we're all sleepy and need our rest.
Who's this?
Tell us what happened.
Yes. I bought these rawhide shoestrings yesterday afternoon.
Uh-huh.
Today, I installed them in my shoes.
Uh-huh.
Got it while I was riding with Gumpox on the garbage light.
Mm-hmm.
There's where I made my mistake. The garbage wagon ride's pretty rough, see? You bump along like you're going over a railroad track.
Mm.
Well, sir, I threw away my old shoestrings and installed these new rawhides. But we were bouncing and jouncing over the ruts in the alley so terrible, I couldn't tie a nice bow. I tried to tie bows, but the half-width shoestrings got away from me, and a tied knot. It'll work out that way, you know what? Here's another side to the situation. There's another side to the situation, baby.
Mm.
We had a light drizzle today that acted like it wanted to freeze.
Uh-huh.
After I got these shoestrings installed, it came up this light drizzle, and ice got in the knots I tied.
Oh?
So there you are.
Uh-huh.
I can't get my shoes off.
I bet I can.
Yes.
Now hold up your foot one.
Maybe I better walk the streets all right.
Hold up your foot one.
Maybe I better walk the streets all right, hey, Russ?
Yeah.
You tell your playmates at school to wire that.
All right.
Some of your mother's uncle couldn't get his shoes off and couldn't go to bed, so he had to walk the streets all night.
Okay.
They'll laugh at that.
Sure.
I have a hairpin here, Uncle Fletcher. Hold up your foot once, and I bet I can.
Hairpin won't do any good, Sadie. Hairpin's too weak.
You can't sit up all night.
Can't sit up all night.
What's this?
Hand me your hairpin, Sadie. I'll show you it's too weak.
Well, let's get something that isn't too weak.
Why, no, these are rawhide shoes. Huh. They're knotted till who laid the chunk, and on top of that, they're stiff and frozen from an icy drizzle this afternoon. I'd like to wear my fingers out upstairs just now.
Well, here's a stronger, bigger hairpin. See what you can do with it.
Two weeks.
Well, here, at least take it and try it.
Fine.
I'll sit here all night.
Yeah, I'll sit here all night. This hairpin is far too weak.
Well, Paul can pry with it.
Weak, weak, far too weak.
Suppose we'll be here till morning?
Far, far too weak.
No.
Uncle Fletcher, Smelly Clark once had an experience with a knot in his shoestring where he was...
Remember Hobie Rankers there in Sycamore, Vic?
No.
Went into the copper plate as mattress business and then disappeared somewhere in the state of Oklahoma for 11 years?
No.
Hobie Rankers invented some iron shoestrings. Pig iron, you know, softened. Well, sir, it was his idea to sell his iron shoestrings to people, providing every customer with a hammer and an anvil. He estimated it'd take a person an hour and a quarter to lace up their shoes with these iron shoestrings. But once you have which shoes were laced, they were really laced. And by George... Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
Hairpin bent.
Well, let's get something that won't bend.
See, Sadie? Bent. No, like I said, weak. Far too weak. You have to remember, these are rawhide shoestrings.
Let's cut them. Beg pardon, let's take a knife and cut the shoestrings.
Yeah.
I mean it.
That would be a good
deal.
Why? Take a knife, son. Cut a pair of brand new rawhide shoestrings Julie just bought yesterday and warranted to last a lifetime and cost 15 cents a pair. What do you say to me?
Well, we can't sit here all night.
Yeah, sit here all night.
What can I do?
Tell your playwright about tomorrow, Rod. Tell him your mother's uncle couldn't get his shoes off and couldn't go to bed, so he had to walk the street.
Okay.
Well, man. Say, do you remember Atterbury Hippens there in Belvedere that married a woman 16 years old, went into the salted house paint business, moved to Fargo, South Dakota, and what are you going to do, Vic?
I've got a fingernail file here. Now hold still and I'll see if I can do any good with it.
Fingernail file's 2 weeks. Or 2 weeks.
Well, first you try it.
Don't forget you're dealing with rawhide.
Okay.
Atterbury Hippens, lady, married Malvina Atkins. Funny thing about Malvina was she took a size 5'2 on her left foot and a size 6.5 on her right foot. You never know the difference to look at Malvina's feet. But when it come to buying shoes, see, they had to split pairs. That run into money. Made Atterbury so mad he couldn't see straight. He claimed.
Get it?
Yep. Did you guys?
Well, say,
yep.
You conquered the rawhide.
Uh-huh.
He conquered the rawhide.
Conquer the other rawhide now.
Okay. Sit still, Uncle Fletcher.
I never thought he could untie that shoestring with a fingernail file.
Uh-huh.
All knotted and frozen the way it was. What was I talking about just now?
Lady that wore different size shoes.
Yes. Malvina Atkinson that married Atterbury Hippens. See, every time she bought a pair of shoes, she had to buy two pairs of shoes and throw one right one and one left one away. Atterbury used to scream like a panther when Malvina needed new shoes and he had to get out.
Get her?
You betcha. Good going, girl.
You conquered the other rawhide?
Yep. They can take both your shoes off.
He conquered the other rawhide.
You suppose we can go to bed now?
Yeah, let's do.
Let's all go upstairs, Dr. Fletcher.
Fine.
Getting terrible late.
Yes. Yeah.
Fine.
My back